most of you know, we did have a bomb threat that occurred today on campus. We do know that it was received at approximately 11 a.m. today through the Computing Information Services Department via email. The University Police Department was notified approximately 11:15 of what was received. By approximately 11:30, the decision was made to evacuate campus. Following that decision, emergency notifications were sent out through our Code Maroon system. After that, the messages actually asked the students to and staff to evacuate campus on foot. And that continues to be the process that we're asking everyone to follow, is to evacuate campus. Those that are evacuating campus from the south side of campus, we're asking that they go to Anderson Street near the A&M Consolidated Middle School. There's a bus stop there in that location. As well as the north side of campus, we're asking those to go to the Church Street area in the Northgate area, where there's another bus stop where the students can actually get rides to their locations that live off campus. Our officers and emergency personnel are continuing to work and investigate this incident. We are working to clear residence halls as well as buildings on campus. So this is an ongoing process. At the time, there's approximately 50,000+ people on campus, so this evacuation is going to take time, and we're continuing with that process. We're asking that individuals do not return to campus until further notice. We're also asking that students, staff, and faculty members, if you haven't already, and you are okay, let your family know. We have been receiving some inquiries from parents, as well as family members from staff and faculty. So we want that individuals to know that if they can make contact with family members, please do that and let them know that they're okay. We're hoping that we'll be able to do regular briefings on the hour regarding this incident to give you updates as they come in. I do have time for a few questions.
Is there a specific target?
It was just campus in general. We don't have a specific area. So the decision was made from that to evacuate the entire campus.
Why leave the vehicles?
Well, I think it's safer for pedestrians, and we can get more people off of campus quicker than having them go to their cars and disperse that way. We still had a fair amount of traffic on our roadways today. It is Friday. Traffic is normally thick on Fridays. But I think the evacuation process is going smooth at this point. We are receiving assistance from the city called Station, City of Bryan, the Sheriff's Department, DPS, in helping us with this process.
Did the email come from the student account?
We don't know exactly where it came from at this time. This is an ongoing investigation. So there will be information made available to you as it becomes, and I don't have that information at this time.
Now, it's kind of too early to tell. What about this weekend's football game, LSU? I mean,
that's exactly you're right about that. It's too early to tell at this time. Currently, we are continuing to evacuate campus, and until further notice, we're asking everyone to stay off.
You mentioned the evacuation is going smoothly. I know people love their tailgating spots. Are they leaving as well, or are they having to be told several times to leave?
They're being asked to leave campus as well, and so I don't have any details regarding that process, but they are being asked to leave.
And for those LSU fans that didn't know, I mean, where to go? Where are they being told to go?
At those particular locations that I've given to you, so we're trying to direct them off campus the best we can. I know we do have a lot of visitors in town that are not familiar with this area, so we're hoping that they're attuning to our local radio stations, our local TV stations, as well as other national news networks that are providing some updates regarding this incident. We're also encouraging individuals to follow the emergency.tamu.edu website. We are putting regular updates on that as to the situation at hand.
When will a decision be made on the football game? You know, obviously it's too early to tell, but will there be a time, you know, say if it reaches 8 o'clock tonight and there's still no progress?
That's unknown.
Yes, ma'am.
Is every building on campus being searched, or is it targeted to a specific area?
We don't have a specific area, so we are having to literally go through as many buildings as we can and utilize our personnel. As I mentioned before, we are working in our on-campus residence areas first and foremost, as well as utilizing our additional emergency personnel that we're bringing in within the community to help search other areas of campus.
Yes, ma'am.
There was a specific or like a suspicious vehicle, a blue Honda CRV. Do we know if that was related? That's just something that I heard. Like, can you speak?
No, I don't have any information regarding that.
Yes, ma'am.
How is the process of searching the buildings going? Are dogs being brought in, robots? Is there any bomb squad coming in from Houston?
I don't have any details. I do know that the City College Station bomb squad is on scene right now, and I don't have any information in regards to other agencies assisting at this time.
You mentioned that bomb squad. One of our reporters said he saw them in and around Rudder Tower and Rudder Plaza. Is that just a starting point, or is there any indication that there might be more suspicious activity going on there?
It could just be a starting point. I don't have any updated information on as to why they've started in a particular location. It may be it's a general staging point for them at this time.
Yes, ma'am.
I just lost the question. Never mind. Come back to me. Sorry. You were talking about the residence areas. Again, it's probably still too early to tell, but are there any backup plans being made in case the student can't go back to the residence hall tonight?
Those are things that are being discussed and worked on. It's too early at this point to make a decision on that. Our first and foremost thing that we want to accomplish now is to get those that are on campus off campus. And as I mentioned earlier, we have 50 plus thousand people, and it takes time. We're still in that evacuation mode at this time. So as we have more information that becomes available, we are going to provide that to you. But again, it's too early in the incident to make that call.
Other questions? Yes, sir.
I know a lot of times maybe like a bomb threat is maybe just kind of when you get out of class or something like that. What made you, take this so seriously?
Well, our community safety is first and foremost. And as part of our policies and procedures regarding bomb threats, we take them all very seriously. And not knowing a specific location helps us make that determination. But the safety of everyone on our campus is the most important thing. And if that means evacuating our entire campus to do that, that's what we're going to do.
Are you all working with LSU officials so they can relay the information, whether through social media? I know I've noticed they've included some information on their Twitter account, but are y'all touching base with them at all to relay that information?
I personally don't have any information regarding that. So.
Nor do I, but I will check on that and get back to you.
Other questions? As far as this evacuation, sorry, one of our reporters just tweeted that they're being moved back even further, now beyond George Bush Drive. Is there going to be a point, as long as you're off campus, or just get as far away as possible?
That I don't know.
Okay.
With social media, sometimes you are fortunate enough to get that information a lot quicker than I am. So.
Sorry, we just got here, so I know you've probably already said most of what it is to say, but can you give us a rundown again of what the situation is?
Yeah. At this time, what we did was we provided some timelines in regards to when the threat was received, which is approximately 11 a.m. today via email through our Computer Information Services Department. We were notified approximately 11:15, and by approximately 11:30, the decision was made to evacuate campus regarding that threat. So from that point is when we started to send out the Code Maroon emergency alert messages. instructing everyone to evacuate campus on foot, and that continues to be the process until further notice.
Anything about who sent the email, where it possibly came from?
No information at this time. We're actively working this as a criminal investigation, so we have investigators and officers that are diligently working to try to determine how this was sent, where it was sent from, and find out who was responsible.
Without telling us what's in it, I mean, can you say that what was in it they felt was serious enough to warrant a threat?
As I told the others in here, we take any bomb threat serious, and it wasn't specific to a particular area, just to the campus. And safety is our first and foremost thing that we want to make sure that we provide to our community members. So the decision was made to evacuate campus.
What's the situation status?
We're still evacuating people off campus. You know, we have 50,000+ people that we're trying to evacuate off the campus. So we're receiving assistance from our local law enforcement agencies, as well as some of our emergency responding agencies as well, to help with the evacuation process, as well as the search process, as far as looking for devices or other things.
You have scenarios planned like this. What's the estimated time to clear everybody off the campus?
I don't have an answer for that question.
Do you have an estimate for what kind of a timeline we're looking for, when people could be let back onto campus?
No, I do not. Everything is until further notice at this time. So, we're asking everyone to stay attuned to their cell phones for text message alerts, as well as the emergency.tamu.edu website, which we are providing regular updates on that, as far as if we are going to allow people back onto campus, and it's going to come through those avenues.
Are they looking for anything in particular, anything specific?
I don't have any information regarding that.
We did hear from a couple people that got the text alert at different times. Some got them a little bit later than other students. Why there may be a difference in some people getting the alert at one point later than the others?
It's really part of the process. The system sends out blocks of messages because you have 50,000+ people that are getting these messages, and so they typically will go out in blocks. So you will have some that may receive that message a little sooner than others, but they all receive them relatively quick. So we also have a lot of individuals that follow it on Twitter and through other news agencies as well. So that's helpful in getting that to them quicker.
What agencies are assisting?
Right now, all of our local law enforcement agencies here in Brazos County, Bryan, College Station, Police Departments, Brazos County Sheriff's Department, the Texas Department of Public Safety, as well as our local fire departments.
Any federal agencies?
Not to my knowledge at this time, but in situations like this, they can be very helpful. I know that we are consulting with members of our local JTTF who are assisting with the investigation as well.
I know you touched a little bit on it, but just in case I missed something. So is it a possibility the football game could be delayed or canceled, or is that just until further notice?
It's really until further notice. I don't think we even want to attempt to make that decision at this time, again, because we're still in the evacuation process. It's very early in the incident, and so as we move further on in the day and more information becomes available, that information will be provided to our administrators on campus for them to make that decision.
Can you talk a little bit about all the extra people on campus? Are there a lot of extra people on campus for the game being tomorrow?
Oh, most definitely. We do have many visitors on campus, many former students, and that are here to partake in this weekend's festivities. So as most of y'all probably can tell by driving on the streets, the traffic is relatively congested, which is typically, what happens the day, day prior to a football game. We have so many people coming in. But, it's a challenge. I think we did a good job up to this point on getting everyone, as many people as we could, off campus safely. We utilized the City of College Station to assist with the traffic plan, as well as other police agencies to help work a lot of the lights so that we could help expedite some of the vehicle traffic away from campus.
What about the people who live on campus? Where are they going to go?
That's undetermined at this time. We're still in the evacuation process, and if it's determined that this is going to proceed for an extended period of time, then those are issues that are going to have to be addressed.
I know that entrances, we heard on the way in that entrances to the university are closed now or are being closed. That's to walking traffic and car traffic to everyone.
That's correct.
And so can you talk a little bit about, too, like a student who left campus because they were told to leave on foot but left their vehicles there. They may not be able to get out now for the weekend.
They're not going to be allowed back on campus until further notice, until that we know for sure that it's 100%, or we're 100% sure that it's safe for them to reenter campus. Again, safety is our most important thing. This situation is definitely an inconvenience for many, but safety is, again, our first and foremost priority in this incident.
Folks, we're going to have to cut it short. We've got a number of questions that we're going to try to get some answers to you.
2 minutes. 1 minute. Can you tell me? And I know we walked in late, and I'm so sorry. But this is a phone call. Did you give any specifics about it whatsoever?
It came in through the Computing Information Services through an email. And it wasn't specific to the location. It just referred to campus.
That there was a bomb?
To my knowledge. I have not seen it or haven't been given the direct, the exact verbiage that was on there. It's through the Computing Information Services. We can try to get you more information on that if possible, but that's the source was through an email.